afternoon, Mr. Chairman and chair members. My name is Aaron Schnagel, and I've been incarcerated since 2013 and have spent nearly half my adult life in prison. While in, I obtained my paralegal degree and worked as a law clerk at Llano Lakes for 2 years, and I have a wide understanding of our law system and politics in our state. I'm also very passionate about prison reform and taking a holistic approach to how we incarcerate people in our criminal justice system. I have many close friends on committees and that hold political positions. I also have my finger on the pulse of our current culture. The other day, I had the chance to read Bill 2349, also known as MRRA. And although I'm happy to support any legislation that supports progressive change, I have to state that this bill should fall short of substantial real change in reducing Minnesota's prison population. I would really say that it's like adding new parts to an outdated model vehicle that already has trouble running efficiently. First and foremost, my worries point to Section 5 of the bill, titled Certain Offenses Ineligible for Earned Incentive Release Credit. I would remove this section and make this bill universal and eligible for all prisoners, because this bill would only target a very small portion of the prison population, and most prisoners that are eligible for this bill would simply defer and apply for CIP. Furthermore, it doesn't seem that this bill is much different from CIP, just really in a different format. The way I see it, the problem that has plagued our system has always been there's not enough incentives for people with crimes against a person, and it doesn't help those who wish to change their futures. There's nothing there for them in legislation. There is, however, in place already for drug offenders legislation by legislators. Statistics would show that most people that have violent offenses like homicide or an act of violence are less likely to reoffend than repeat drug offenders. Although the DOC offers nothing to this group of offenders that are ineligible in this bill's current form that would go to time off their sentence or incentives, so this group doesn't have the external motivation to do any additional program. Simply put, there is no hope or shot at redemption for this population, and this ideology is arcane compared to what other states are doing. Although I will say the bill is a start in the right direction. I'll conclude with these points. The problem with the bill is it needs to not exclude anyone, and it also needs to have the DOC address treatment, mental health first and foremost. When someone comes into the system, we need to fix their problems immediately when they come in. We also need to fix and expand the internal problems of the existing programs, like open up more work release to more than a year and possibly a longer CIP program for violent offenders, and make sure that everything as far as treatment and programming is taken care of when it first happens. I've encountered many people in the system, and I've yet to meet a person who wants to be in a cage. But the problem is someone hasn't shown them the way to change their thinking, and most importantly, give them the hope for a new life. Being proactive in these institutions relieves the taxpayers' burden and the trauma so many communities have suffered at the hands of failed mass incarceration. It is also not fiscally responsible. It is inhumane to warehouse human beings. We can't change that unless we change the culture and the way that we approach public safety. I thank you for your time.